بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم الظلم والأمر برد المظالم. This is the next chapter, the 26th chapter in this kitab, Riyad al-Salihin. And with regard to this chapter, there is a chapter on that it is haram to make zulm on anyone. Zulm, according to the Arabic language, literally means وَضْعُ شَيْءٍ فِي غَيْرِ مَحَلِّهِ, to put something in its wrong place, where it doesn't belong, to put it there. And that is what zulm, the tenth, amounts to. That a person does wrong to somebody which was not supposed to be done to him. وَالْأَمْرُ بِرَدِّ الْمَظَالِمِ. And also in this chapter will be discussed the command that whatever wrong we have done to anyone, then we should return that wrong, correct that wrong. So this, as we will read also further, that on the day of Qiyamah, a person will come with lot of good deeds, mountains full of good deeds. But then somebody will come and claim that you owed me money, you did not pay me. And there he will not be able to pay with money, he will have to pay with his good deeds. Somebody will come and say, you backbited about me. And then he will claim and take his share. Somebody will come and say, you caused this harm to me, that harm to me. Until finally all the mountains of good deeds will be depleted. There will be nothing left. And there will be still claimants coming forward to claim their rights. And then in place of that mountains of good deeds, there will be mountains of evil deeds, of the sins of other people, all the zulm that we have done to others. The zulm, whether it is on one's spouse, husband, wife, whether it is on one's children, neighbors, whether it is with anyone, the rights of people that we did not fulfill, and we destroyed, distorted the rights of other people, all that we will have to pay for. So yeah, wise it is and correct thing it is, and the demand of Iman that we correct that in this world. Who we have backbited about, if that person knows we backbited about him, we should go and ask him for mu'af for that. We should humble ourselves and ask for forgiveness. And if we should go and ask for forgiveness, if that person doesn't know that we had backbited about him, then we should do some good deeds and pass the sawab to him. Like reading Suratul Ikhlas 3 times, whatever, and then pass the sawab to that person. And if anyone that we had wronged and we cannot find that person now, or that person has passed away, then also may give sadaqah, etc. on his behalf. So in any way, the chapter is to discuss that we should not do any wrong to anyone in any way whatsoever, and that we should correct our matters while we are living in this world, and don't wait, leave them for the akhirat, for there it will be much more severe. We'll be in front of everyone, all our actions will be brought forward. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we stay clear and don't make zulam, don't get angry, don't swear, don't shout, don't fight wrongly. Where it is necessary according to Sharia, there it has to be done. But wrongly, we should not wrong any person, and if we have, we should correct that. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.